Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the New York Mets and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Ted Martinez. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Garrett. Batting third. The center fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Jim Gosger. Batting seventh. The catcher, Duffy Dyer. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jerry Kuzman. Pitching for the New York Mets, Jerry Kuzman. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Rick Monday. Batting second. The second baseman, Glenn Beckert. Batting third. The left fielder, Billy Williams. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Ron Santo. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Hickman. Batting seventh. The catcher, Randy Hundley. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bert Hooten. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bert Hooten. And now, play ball. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is called out on strikes. One out. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman juggles the ball. That's an error on Hickman. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Cubs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. Two outs. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Dyer for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops it up and throws to first, with Kuzman covering, for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Kuzman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuzman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 1 in the game. Martinez strikes out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Garrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Beckert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jim Gosger now playing center field. Cleon Jones now playing left field. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten takes first base on ball 4. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Monday bunts towards the mound. Kuzman fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0 for 1 in the game. Beckert hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Williams for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0 for 1 in the game. Staub hits a fly ball into center field. Monday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 1 in the game. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 1 in the game. Cardenal hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 0 for 1 in the game. Santo hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Staub. Santo reaches second base with a double. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hickman hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Santo scores. Hickman moves to second. It's 3-0, Cubs. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 1 in the game. Hundley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. Kessinger is walked intentionally. Bert Hooton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooton is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Hooton hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Harrelson. Hickman scores. Kessinger moves to third. Hooton moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Rick Monday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Monday is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Monday strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-1 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-1 in the game. Dyer hits a pop-up towards first. Hickman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 0-for-2 in the game. Beckert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Beckert. The throw from Dyer and he is out, Harrelson applying the tag. One out. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Garrett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-2 in the game. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Kosman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kosman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kosman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Santo fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0-for-2 in the game. Martinez hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 0-for-2 in the game. Garrett hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 4-1, Cubs. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 0-for-2 in the game. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Monday. Staub reaches second base with a double. Jones goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Cubs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-2 in the game. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Santo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hickman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0 for 2 in the game. Hundley strikes out. Two outs. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Gosger settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 2 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0 for 2 in the game. Dyer strikes out. Hundley drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Dyer out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 2 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Munday settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Bert Hooten is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooten is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hooten hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rick Munday is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Munday is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Munday hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Gosger. Munday reaches second base with a double. Glenn Beckert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beckert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Beckert takes first base on ball 4. Billy Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Williams hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Martinez catches it and throws to first to double up Beckert. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Ken Boswell pinch hits for Jerry Kuzman. Ken Boswell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boswell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman scoops it up and throws to first, with Hooten covering, for the out. One out. Ted Martinez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martinez is 0 for 3 in the game. Martinez hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hooten fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wayne Garrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garrett is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Garrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Hennigan now pitching. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 3 in the game. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ron Santo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santo is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Santo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Garrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Hickman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hickman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hickman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Hundley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hundley is 0-for-3 in the game. Hundley hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the Mets 2. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Staub hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jones moves to third. Jack Aker now pitching. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-3 in the game. Cranepool hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jones scores. Staub moves to second. It's 4-3, Cubs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hickman fields it and throws to third for the out. Cranepool moves to second. One out. Duffy Dyer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyer is 0-for-3 in the game. Dyer hits a fly ball towards left. Williams settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Williams. Cranepool moves to third. Gosger moves to second. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert fields it and throws to home to get Cranepool. Gosger moves to third. Dyer moves to second. Two outs. John Milner pinch hits for Phil Hennigan. John Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Beckert scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 4, and New York Mets, 3. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.